Okay. Meshus, Mor D'Asra, Yedidi Hagon, Reb Moshe Yehuda. As you may recall from our last encounter, I've been working and researching the Rambam's order of the Sefer HaMitzvahs as opposed to the Yad HaChazakah. As we mentioned last time, he holds of both orders. He wasn't Chozer Bo. When he ultimately wrote the Yad HaChazakah at the very end of his Hakdama, he first recaps the Taryag Mitzvahs in the exact same order as he sent the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And then he says, he makes you a chart afterwards and says, but that's not how I'm doing it here. That's how I did it there. Here I'm doing it like this. He explains how it's structured in his 14 books of the Yad HaChazakah. So he most definitely was not Chozer Bo from his original order. And just like one of the major things to learn from the Rambam's Yad HaChazakah is how he was Mesader things, like we mentioned yesterday. Holds true for everything that the Rambam wrote, including the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Just it's a different Seder, and we have to understand where he's coming from. It's a different view on the Taryag Mitzvahs, organizing them in a different pattern. Now, as I understand, you're holding by the Mitzvah of Erechin. Right, so, am I correct? All right. So that's fine. That's beautiful, because that's where seemingly the most damage was done. The Sefer HaHaflah, the whole Sefer HaFlo of the Yad has been Mefuzer or Meforad. No, working backwards. Those mitzvahs are very scattered. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? The mitzvah of Lishava Bishmo is what?
Seven.
Right, that's very right there at the beginning. There you go.
Seven,
that's right. Right there. Right, that's right. Lishava Bishmo, positive. I say if Lishava Shmo is right there at the very beginning. Right, Nedarim and Nazirus, they actually turn up together much later. And what happens is, but further down the line are Erchin and Haramim. But not only that, Erchin and Haramim, he didn't put them together. Right, as we're going to show, I'm sure you realize, he has the mitzvahs of Erchin, or different mitzvahs I say of Erechin, and then all the mitzvahs Hatulias Bar. It's Truma, Meiser, Shmita, Yovel. Then to give the coin, the Chazer Veshok, right? And then Haramin. Right? So he didn't even put Erechin and Haramin together. Right? He separated them, and what he has in between them now are the mitzvahs Hatulias Bar. Right, so it's something to most definitely needs a hesber, right? Because the way it all we understand the order of the Sefer HaFlah, that all of the above, Nedarim, Nazirus, Shvuas, Erechin and Haramim are all Chal B'dibur, and that's their commonality of all these mitzvahs, and thus they were lumped together in Sefer HaFlah. But Sefer Mitzvahs obviously sees it differently, and he's not looking on the fact that all these are mitzvahs, that the Chalos Chiyuv comes with what he says. So I don't remember if we mentioned this last time. Our general, what you surely remember, is our general thesis is that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is going with the looking at the Gavra as opposed to the Chefza. Chefza, or the nature of the Maisa, the Gavra versus the Chefza, or the Pa'ula. So going back to what we mentioned, that Shvuas, Nedarim, Nazirus, right, and Erechin and Haramim, all these things, the Pa'ula is a Pa'ula that a person, because of his Dibur, now is locked into any one of these types of different commitments. There's differences between Nedarim, Isra Chefza, Shvuas, Isser Gavra, but nonetheless, it's a Chefza of Hayotze Mipiv Yaseh. It's not the nature of the Maisa, the nature of the Pula that was done is that he made a commitment, now he's locked into that commitment. Right? But what the person is doing as a person, Mitzad the Gavra, not Mitzad the Echut HaMaisa, is different by each one of these things, as we will demonstrate. All right, so we may have mentioned this last time. You'll forgive me. Tell me if you remember or not. Did we discuss why Shavuos is right there at the beginning? All right, we did, but I'll say it again. What? Well, I'm pretty sure we did, but yeah. Right, so aside from every, you know, every time I give this, so someone in the crowd always remembers it. Hashem kecha tov. Hatira voso tavot ubishmo tishavea. Right, correct. Right, but aside from following the pattern of the pasuk, there is something that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Right, and he says it again in Marne Buchen, but he says it openly enough in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is that when you swear by something, it shows that you adore it. When you say, the goyim, they swear by their life of their mother or whatever, you know, you swear by something that you adore. Should we read it inside? It's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ram wrote, what? Well, I'm not making this up. Yes, yeah, I will read you the Lashon of the Rambam and the mitzvah itself, right? And there's a very interesting yesod that he says over there. It answers up a difficulty that we have in halacha. Who should tzivon lishava bishmo? Kishnitzarach lekayndor me'advarim olakhisho, ki bazeh ha'gedula l'ashem yisbarach, v'kavod v'ilui v'om yisbarach u'bishmo tishaveya. Right, by swearing by God when necessary, you swear by something that you adore. So if you swear by the name of God, it shows that you adore Him, you exalt Him, etc.
Doesn't it mean it's a Kiddush Hashem?
What?
Doesn't it just mean it's an opportunity to be Kiddush Hashem Shemayim? So through swearing His name, there's a result of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. So you're showing that.
What? Ubaza. He says, "Ki baze hagdula Hashem yisbarach." Yeah, you kavod ve'ilui. Right, and he goes on to explain the v'chein. I'm skipping a few lines. It goes into the isser of just like it's also swear by other gods. So also, there's a mitzvah say to yes swear by God, and he goes on to add a little bit more philosophy. Lachain eino mutter lishav bedavar mikol nivraim kmo malachim vekochavim ki matzad achisor na nismach ro bemus hashemesh ushav bemunas adon hashemesh. I mean, you could use one of the names of nivraim as a frame of reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the shemesh, right? But not, we don't swear by the sun itself, chas v'shol, right? Val derach ze tishav umaseinu b'shem Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rambam says that explains the minhag, I guess, prevalent in his days. People used to swear by Moshe. Swear by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Zeyador Shanishba Yirtzalomo Belokei Moshe. So obviously, it means swearing by the God of Moshe, the one that Moshe represented. B'misha Sholach Moshe. V'kamoshu Leichav Hanishba Zeh V'nishba Becher Mevroim V'usover Kila Dover Hu Amitas Abatz Muso. Atibo Hine Over Shitev Dover Acher Im Shem Shemaim Shibo Kabal Koshal Shem Shemaim V'Dover Acher Ne'er Kamina Olam. So of course, it's swear as if by both the creator and something else, is the Isser of Meshatef Shem Shemaim Dover Acher. You should believe in God that He's the one thing that's worth swearing by. Nothing else is worth swearing by because you swear by the thing that's the most true, the most real, and you most adore. Vehine omo perak rishon mitmur minayin shenishboim lekayim es hamitzvah shenemar ubishmo tishaveh. Right, this is a halacha that it's mutter for a person to take on a shvua to do something he's already mushba v'omid to do. The mitzvah saseh shosh zuzei nafshe. One of the sources, for that Gemara and Tmur says it's not about ubishmo tishaveh. Right, the Gemara Nedarim says a different source of Nishbati va'kayem al-shmor shpatei tzidkecha. The Rambam actually is explaining something very interesting over here. The Rishonim grapple with the idea, a shvua is not chal al shvua, right? And if you're already mushba va'omed, right? So how is it you could take on another shvua, right, to do something which you have to do already? And there's many different approaches, to this question. Because right, you're already mushba v'omed, ain't shvua chalal shvua. Right? The Rambam, is giving his own answer over here. Right? If it were just be an issue of commitment alone, you're already committed. Right? Right, but in being nishbal kasmita, since you're ubishmo tishavea, there's a kiyum. The shvua has a reality of its own because you're expressing adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know, if we're just a raw commitment, you're already pre-committed. Right? But with ubishmo tishavea, you're expressing adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one that is worthy to swear by, and that is seemingly Rambam's alluded to. That's why you're the shvua lekayimus mitzvah eschal. Now, in what way is it chal? It's a chalos of ahava. So the shvua is not a dover bottle. You're not saying nonsense because you're already pre-committed. Because when you swear by God, you're expressing your adoration for Him. Right? But interesting thing.
It's not mocking.
What? Seemingly not. But I do not know these halachas. But this is the point he seems to be making. He zooms in, and that's why nishboim l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. Right? I'm saying that, you know, it's like a question that has been grappled with. Why is that shvua chal? You're already mushba va'omed. Right? It's a chalos of ahava. Right? So the shvua is chal in the sense that it's not a dover bottle. It's not lashav. Right? It's not for naught because you're expressing ahavas Hashem. In that way, the shvua has, as it were, a not something shav, not something empty. Right? But the point that I want over here is that the Rambam says, right, when you swear, you're expressing adoration for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, aside from the heftza of the pu'ula of saying something and now being locked into that commitment, which we have in Nedarim also, and we have in Nazirus also, Shvua is different. As in Nishba B'Shem Hashem, since it could be done in that open, you are showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one thing worth swearing by. Because nothing is true like he's true, so if you're going to swear by something, you swear by him. So in that way, mitzad, that the gavra expresses adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So that's why, mitzad, this action that comes, what the person expresses, you know, the echus ha-pu'ula is similar to that of Nedarim, Nazirus, and Erchin and Charamim, but since it expresses adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he put it with those mitzvahs of Ava, Yira, and Ledovkabo. So that difference is not mitzad.
That could be
intention
of the pasuk as well.
No, it's probably what the pasuk meant, why the pasuk lumped them all together. All right, but the Rambam over here said it's not just tam because, you know, you remember the pasuk and it's a great mnemonic. You know, it's explaining. With shvua, you express, you know, ilui and gdula to he who you are swearing by. All right, as an example. So now, The Erchin and Charamin. We'll kind of jump straight to the point. All right, so we pointed out that, you know, these come much later. In between, you know, we had Nazirus and Nedarim Taka mentioned together with each other. You know, after the Rambam finished the halachas of Nazirus, so he put in there L'kayim Adam Kol Ma Shehotzi Besvasav. And then, of course, Lodun Bahafer Nedarim, when applicable, because indeed Nedarim and Nazirus are very much similar. It's a commitment that has come out of the mouth, and he's stuck with it. He has to do it. There's nothing about it that particularly glorifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not swearing that something's true. All right? So, okay, it's understand that with Nedarim and Nazirus, he kept them together. He dealt with Nazirus because the Nazir brings Korbanos, so he dealt with Korbanos the person has to bring. That's why he put Nazirus. And he was Masmich Nedarim to Nazirus because they are really rightfully the same, Mitzad the Gavra also, you know, Asring something himself, the Nazir Asring himself wine, right? And, you know, and the Nidre Isser, you know, person, or whether it's Matpis Ben Eder, either or, Asr something upon himself. But then later, you know, we come to Erchin Charamim, like we say, he lumped it together with the mitzvahs of Tulis Baris. You just came off Para Aduma, correct? Mm-hmm. Right. So then after that is Lios Isha, no, Marech Adam, and then Marech Behema, Marech Beso, Marech Sadeu, right, all these things. All right, then there's Me'ila, right? And after Me'ila, then we have to pay Bimosif Karen Vachomesh, Netoravai, Peya, Leket, Shikha, Oilolos, which is, you know, the equivalent in a vineyard. Right, and Azov Tazov, Bikurim, Truma, Meiser, Meiser Sheni. Right, and the Levim have to give Trumas Meiser, right, and Meiser Oni. And, you know, of course, going to the other, there's Vidui Meiser, and there's the Kriyan of Bikurim, Chala, Shemitah, right. Yovel. All right. All right, and then all the halachos of Yovel, the different mitzvahs I say, and then agav that, there's also the geula of Bat Yerei Choma, all right, to count the years of Yovel, shmitas ksafim, to lend to a goy with ribis, all right, zoron lechayim, reishis hagez, and then lodun bedinei charamim. All right, there's all the way at the end of the list. So after Erechin, so it was Erechin Me'ila, mitzvah satulius ba'oretz, right, with the mitzvah alva, but that's not difficult, right, because, you know, we mentioned Shemitah, right? So, you know, so Shemitah has to do with loans. Right? We're going to show a deeper connection in a second. And then at the end of it all, you know, charamim, and that ends like the category, the lump of the mitzvah satulius ba'oretz ends with charamim, you know, then after he goes into the laws of kashrus. So, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, you know, has a Tamei Mitzvah. Interestingly enough, he has 14 categories, not perfectly parallel to the Yad at all, not perfectly parallel to the Sefer Mitzvahs either. It's a third way, but it does shed light, and sometimes it does help us very much. Then we mentioned last time the tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua Nagid, his great grandson. It's just something very interesting to mention, right? The Rambam had a great grandson, Rabbi Yeshua Nagid. Nagid was the high office of head of Jewry in Egypt. The Rambam himself was a Nagid, as his son Rabbeinu Avram stayed in the family. So Rabbi Yeshua Nagid got Shilas from Tayman, Yemen, and it's printed by Reuven Mas Publishing House, Chivas Rabbi Yeshua Nagid, and the shilas that they got from Yemen are all, some shilas are very, you know, legitimate, very interesting. Some are absolutely moronic, right? And it's obvious that, you know, Misha Shonazu, Lo Shonazu, they sent all their shilas together, and they were very indiscriminate of who would have got a chance to throw his shilas into the mailbag. Right? There's some shilas that, you know, like, what does this word mean? You know, like Mamish, Kaha. And there's some which ask, you know, real steers in Kisvei HaRambam. So one of the shilas he got was, why are there 14 shorashim at the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs? That was the question he got. Why are there 14 shorashim? So now if I would have gone that question, I would have said, all right, buddy, how many do you want there to be? Right? I mean, I was like, that was... But he got a very serious answer, a mystical answer. Says there is a reason. How many mitzvahs asay are there? Ramach. The Shtayim. 248, right. So it says like this. So he says like this. I'm not kidding. This is a great grandson of the Rambam. I hope he wasn't kidding. Listen to this. It says add 2 plus 4 plus 8. 14. Blue plus four. Okay, now how many low sases are there? Come on, guys. Low sases? 365. So add 3 plus 6 plus 5. 14. That's what he wrote there. All right?
That might be the same as your come on, buddy, how many you want?
No, as I was saying, I say if lost love, we find out he was kidding, I'm going to kill him. That's really right. So now the Megia on the bottom, the one who printed, points out, and it makes good sense, you know, that everything that the Rambam ever wrote regarding mitzvahs always is 14s. So there's 14 shorashim as to what qualifies as a mitzvah. There, in the halachas of all the Targ mitzvahs, it's 14 books, the 14 books of the Yad HaChazaka. And when it came to Tamei HaMitzvahs, right, so there's 14. There's 14 chapters on Tamei HaMitzvahs. It's very interesting. When the Rambam touched mitzvahs, it was all beside 14. The Mispakon of Ramach and Mispakon of Shasa. Whenever it touched mitzvahs. Right? So now, there's a very prominent rabbi in Flatbush, because of what we're going to say about it. You know, we're not going to mention by name. Right? It says that,
Just initials.
Right. Right. In reverse order. Right. The Rambam's, actually I heard this from him years ago in camp. when he asked you the Sharashim, he decided that it's all because he wanted to make a zecher for his brother David. Right? David's Gematria 14. His brother David supported him. Right, that's nonsense. Because why aren't there 14 Ikrim? So why aren't there 14 Ikrim? No, there must have been. We lost one. Come on, please. Right. At least, and also, Rabbi Shua Nagid didn't say that answer. Right? He wanted to make a memoriam for his brother David, support him. It's something to do. Something to think about. Contemplate. Mitzvahs.
So it all assumes that he could have, in theory, restructured it and reorganized it to condense it to 12 or to, unless you go the mystical way.
That's what I'm saying. That gentleman thought, wanted to make. So I'm just saying, like that, it should have been also 14 Ikrim. That's something. All right, so anyway, that's kedai to know. So the Rambam also in his Tamei Mitzvahs has 14 categories of Tamei Mitzvah. So in the fourth category, HaMitzvahs Ashekolam Kvutza HaRevius, listen to this, the fourth category, Hei Mashikiv Olson Sefer Zroim Michibureinu, it's Sefer Zroim, basically, Chutz mina kilayim, kilayim not, because kilayim, the Rambam in the Yad, holds, he puts them in the category of all mitzvahs that are anti-Avodah Zorah. He says, because the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, they thought they could do magic by making unorthodox combinations between the different seeds and species, and the Torah outlawed kilayim, outs Avodah Zorah. So in Tamei HaMitzvah, so it's Sefer Zroim minus kilayim. However, plus v'chein hadin erchin v'charon. But add into this category, take out kilayim. Oh. Add into this category erchim and charomim. And the Rambam goes on to say, very simply, these are all forms of tzedakah. These are all forms of tzedakah to either the poor, right, or the kohanim who weren't able to have employment, or to hekdesh. So I'm not going to read it inside. I can read it. It's a Perek Lamed Tes of Chelek Gimel. So the Rambam has opened our eyes that, of course, even though the chalais of Erchin and Charamim, right, are bedibur, but what interests him over here is, what are you doing when you give Erchin v'Charamim? You're supporting the Kohanim and or you are supporting Hegdash. Right? And he also says, and he also stoops in here, right? V'chem mitzvah sheminim b'hilchos malve v'lova, right? Even though he didn't mention it at the opening of the parak, but he throws in, to give a loan to someone is a form of tzedakah, right? In a way that keeps his dignity intact, right? So the Rambam has, without reading the whole chapter inside, like I said, parak lamites of the chelek hashlishi. So all the mitzvahs that are in that neighborhood, right, that started with Erchin and ended with Charamim, so what's sandwiched in the middle are all the mitzvahs at Tzlius Baretz, including, right? Don't take, take ribbis from the goy, don't take it from... What? Yes, yes. Yes, maybe that's the posgram, meaning, i.e., from your brother or not, but from him, squeeze him for everything you can. Right? Yeah. So, but also, these are all forms of tzedakah. So even though the cheftza of the pe'ula of Erech HaRamim is to say a dibur, and then you get locked into that commitment, right, but in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he is not looking at the nature of the cheftza of the pe'ula. He's looking, what is the guy doing? So just like by Shavua, he is expressing adoration for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he takes a Shavua. When he is doing Erech HaRamim, he's given tzedakah. Right, the guy was given tzedakah, and that's why, we explained at least the... Oh, we didn't get there yet. Right. So we understand the neighborhood. Trying to close it in. Right. but before we get to the question why Erchin and Charamim were, Erchin was the kickoff and Charamim was the seif and in between, but at least the idea of why it's in that neighborhood of the mitzvahs at Tzlius Baretz, which are all tzedakas, so that he explained in the Mor Nevuchim, because a person, he takes on Erchin and Charamim in order as a chitita to give tzedaka, right, to the Kohanim or to the Hegdash. But there's one more point I want to answer with this before I move on to speculating.
One argument that could also be, if you would have made that into a cheftz chesed also ruva.
Excuse me?
Staka could also be a chesed.
Yeah, yeah, enochinami. No, enochinami. That's why, I mean, that's correct, and that's why he says, roughly, zroim, just minus kilaim, which is not a tztaka, but throw in erchin l'charam, right? That's how he said, roughly, the whole seder zroim would work nicely, and the yada chazaka is clearly the chefza, right? So that's right, you're correct, said, roughly, the whole seder zroim, sefer zroim, minus kilaim, insert erchin l'charam. But I just want to point out something that to be aware of. You know, generally the Lo Sa'aseis in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs will parallel their place in the Mitzvah Sa'aseh. Right? Like, for instance, just as an example, all the Isurei Arayis are going to be at the end of the Lo Sa'aseis, and they parallel, you know, in the Mitzvah Sa'aseh, what's at the very end, the idea of, you know, you have to take a woman with chuppah and kiddushin, lola saben, you know, the positive of how to do it, bekdusha v'tara, you know, so the isurei erva is the negative. You'll find that they're roughly in the same location, you know, but that's b'med dvar memurim, when the nature of the lo saseh associated with the mitzvah is mamash contra the aseh. That's not always the case. And one of the cases here is indeed that the lo saseh of erchen and charomim, that they're not, rather haramim, I meant to say, haram, that they're not allowed to be redeemed, he did not put in its parallel place in the Lo Sa'aseis. Excuse me?
It's the stock itself is 195. Stock on Hanukkah, Ivri, Halbis, Lahani, and Halbos, Ivri, Halbis, Lahani, and Halbos, 195, 196, 197, 198.
Good. Haram is here in this neighborhood. No, right. We're going to have to differentiate between this type of stock and this Roy Dick.
Has a matana, has an episode
of
kedusha to it, or if it has
chefta. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there are salt. Yes, I'm with you on that. With you on that, absolutely.
Right.
Fine. All the lo saseis that parallel this grouping, like, for instance, you know, not to work on Shemitah, right? And not to, all the other things that were said, any type of shalolif tzor olos, right? Right, not to shave the whole field and not leave peah. So these things, these mitzvahs, are from Resh Yud, right, all the way through, you know, Resh Lamed Aleph. You know, Resh Lamed Aleph, Resh Lamed Beis, right. The negatives on the positive commandments that we mentioned. However, right, the isurim of not redeeming the, you know, the charamim, that the charamim are not to be nifte. You know, so that the Rambam brings earlier. What was that? Earlier than that conglomerate of mitzvahs. By the way, I wasn't accurate. He divided up the general lo saseis into denying the peah, denying working on shmita was what I just said. That was in that grouping. What I just told you, but where he talks about. violating Truma and Meiser. Where is that? Here. And, you know, not eating Tevel. So that was in, that starts, you know, from Kuf Mem Tes, right, through Kuf Nun Dalet. All right, so he made a little bit of a difference. You know, he did separate in the Los Ases between not working on Shemitah and, you know, violating any violation have to do with Truma and Meiser, which is not hard to understand. Right? One is really the Etzmet Isser Melacha. All right, but the point that I want over here is that the Shelo Limkor Steacherem and Shelo Lifto Steacherem and Shelo Limkor. Right, mas shlo limkor shlo limkor maser behema shlo limkor sadeh cherem shlo lifto sadeh cherem. Right, is, you know, the with all the issues of not making a shinui in kachin, you know, like starting with the shlo lahamir, right, the issue of making a tmura kufav kuf zayin shlo shanos hakachin mikarv lekarbon kuf ches liftos b'chor shlo liftos b'chor behema. Kuftesh, Shalolim Kor Maisa Behema, Kufyud, Shalolim Kor Sadeh Acherem, Kufyud Av, Shalol Liftos Sadeh Acherem. Right? And then starts a whole nother, you know, not violating the Kachim in a different way. Shalol Yavdu B'chatas Of, Shalol Avav B'Kachim. So the Isurim that there are by Cherem, right, that it's not Nitan Liftos, he put by, right, the other things that we're not allowed to make Tamuras, right? And we're not allowed to redeem the Bechor Behema Tahira, right? That's very simple, right? Because even though it's the contra, you know, of the positive is to give Stucca, right? You know, supporting Kohanim, supporting Hegdish. That's not the nature of the negative. That's not the nature of the negative. The nature of the negative is Chilul Kachim. Why? Because if you would want to be Poda, where would the money go? You're not allowed to. But where would you put the money? You would attempt to. You'd give it to the Hegdash, you'd give it to Kohanim. You'd be doing stucca just the same. Right? The nature of this is not, you know, don't withhold stucca. Because if you would attempt to be poda, where do you think you'd give the money? Right? You'd give it to, you know, the Kohanim, and you'd give it to Hegdash, respectively. Right? Depending on what type of cherem it was. Right? So the nature of the Isser is, you know, we tell what the Gavra is trying to do, right? It's just Tom, he's, you know, he's making Kachim, attempting to make Kachim profane, so it goes with those Isurim, because that's what he's attempting to do. It's not anti-Tztaka. So therefore, it was filed away over there. Any comments? No, you're a very docile crowd. No, if you want, we basically said, we have one more point. Okay, so now the difference between Erchin and Charamim. You know, Erchin is the kickoff, right, and Charamim is the seif. Right? So the answer to that simply has to do with what we just learned. Right? There is a, so again, even though mitzad chaloy schiyuv, right, they're both chal b'dibur. And even though mitzad de gavra, what he's doing, you know, what he thinks he's doing, what he wanted to do, he wanted to do tztaka, you know, either support the Kohanim or support Hegdish, they are equally the same. However, there is still a major difference between them, right? And it has to do with the Los Haseh we just learned, right? Erchin, right? He's got to give money. So it's interesting that by Erchin, you know, he said one thing, you know, understanding that he's going to give something else. He said the erech of that thing is what I'm chayev, right? So, however, the halachas of how Erchin are to be evaluated, right? That's what he gives. So in his Lushan, he used a particular object, but as a frame of reference of how much money he's going to give. The thing itself he doesn't give. The thing that he spoke about, Ploni or himself, or the thing itself he doesn't give. Right? So the Rambam put a sandwich in between Erchin and starting the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. He started, you know, he sandwiched in something that was Shalom Mina Inyan, which I glossed over it quickly because I didn't want you to stop me on it. Right? One thing he sandwiched in between before he started with the Mitzvah Tulis Barts, Mi'ilah. goes back to Kohanim. It's not eno min haminyan, right? But it, you know, it is, you know, it's not really tztaka. You know, he wasn't mechayo. He did something bad. Now, he was mo behektus. Now he has to give karen v'chaimish, right? But it is daima to erchin in the sense that, no, he ate kachim, whatever he did. However, he was mishtamish b'kachim. What he doesn't, it's not a din of v'heshev zagzel that he gives back the thing itself. He gives karen v'chaimish. So he did one thing, right? Or spoke about one thing and ended up giving something else. You know, so by erchin, he gives the money of the thing he spoke about. Right? And by Me'ila, he's going to give the Hekdesh, right? Keren v'chomesh. And in that way, you know, Hekdesh makes a profit. Right? They made that Chomesh profit. But not, he doesn't give Hekdesh back k'yotze what he was machalo. He doesn't pay them back like if he used Hekdesh and this. He give them back that same Hefta. He gives them Keren. They want money, like Erchin. Right? So these are monetary payments to Hekdesh. But by cherem, right, you have to give the thing itself. You got to give the thing itself. Legabe the thing itself, you cannot be paida and give money instead. Right? So he was mafrid ben advekim, right? With because he was first spoke about, you know, he spoke about erchin, where you give money, right? And agav that he spoke about me'ila. Well, Hektish will, even though you weren't intending on giving tztaka, but Hektish is going to make money off of what you did, right? But then, you know, he was mafrid, you know, between that and, you know, the mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, where, you know, when applicable, you give the thing itself, you give the truma, you give the miser, you give, you know. The thing itself is used, right? And, you know, what did he shtup in also? One more thing, right? Before, you know, right before he got to Haran, chazav ashok. Right, he brought it back to Kachim, you know, as were, you know, not I mean Kachim, I meant, you know, Behemoth. You know, he brought it back to the aspect, right? The, you know, what you have to give, you know, from animal life, and then he went into the Haramim. But the reason, as I am proposing, that he separated the two is that he separated between when you're giving Hegdish cash, right? You're giving them money versus when you are enriching them by giving them the thing itself. And that is why he separated between the two. That is what I am proposing.
So cherem is like a month.
Yes. And it has to do with this. Over there, there's a lot.
Why didn't cherem start off the rest of those?
And that is a very good question. Now, if you have a better answer, I'm willing to listen, but that's what I'm proposing. No, that's why I was medayah. And I'm speculating regarding, you know, the separation, why he separated Erchin and Haroman. We have a solid answer why it's in that neighborhood. Solid answer why the los ases is not perfectly parallel to the ases, because the nature of the violation is simply trying to defile kachim. Now you don't want to withhold stucca because you would have given that money, right? You know, as far as this is what the aspect of our presentation that's most speculative, right, as to why Erchin and Haromim were separate. Not they're in the same neighborhood, but they were, you know.
Yeah. Why are Erchin from the?
Erchin, you give money. You don't give the thing you spoke about. What do you say?
What?
No, that's what. It's hard now that you don't have that option. It's hard, you don't have that option. You give money. You give money. And it's masmechit to Me'ila. You know, Hector is not interested in getting one kayotzebo, like the one you stole. They want Karen Vachon. They want money. Right? So Erchin, Haramim, and Me'ila are enriching, you know, Hektish with money. Then breaking into mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, right? Chazav v'shok and charamim, where you have to give the thing itself. And not only that, there's a mitzvah lo saseh, not to attempt to give them cash instead by the charamim. So I'm speculating, perhaps at least, that let's say Tom, while it's mafrid ben advekim, you know, they're so similar and even so similar in the intent of wanting to enrich the Kohanim or Hekdesh, and nonetheless they were separated because one is a cash payment, right? And you mentioned the object only as a frame of reference of how much money you have to give, whereas by the cherem, like the mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, and like the chazav ashok, you give the thing itself.
Mila, you're just sticking in here because you are.
It is. Yes.
And even though you're saying the Rambam is setting up this category based on the Tamei HaMitzvah, the Yisoda Mitzvah, let's call it.
It is a contributing factor. Yes.
You're sticking in mitzvahs that really have nothing to do with that. even though that should be his defining grouping.
No, I said that, you know, the none of these three works, you know, the Yad HaChazaka, the four, you know, the Sefer HaMitzvos, or the categories of the Tamei Mitzvah are perfectly parallel. They are not all perfectly parallel, but they shed light on each other. Right, so often the Marne Vuchim with the Tamei HaMitzvah explains that sometimes mitzvahs are the same mitzad, what the man had in mind and what he was trying to accomplish, and we imported information from there. Now, we mentioned these things are not perfectly parallel. Right, but so we say that you put in Me'ilah, even though it's he is not intending to give tzedaka as such, but he is enriching Hekdesh, but monetarily, like the nature of Erchin. Because a person who has defiled Kachim is guilty of Me'ilah, he doesn't buy Hekdesh another one like it. Hekdesh is not interested. You pay. It's money. Keren v'chomesh, like Erchin. So in fact, the man is enriching Hekdesh because they're going to make back capital plus 20%. His intent wasn't the same. You know, he fell into this because he violated Kachin, but it's very similar to Erchin in the Maisa that's being done, in the Chitzonius of the Maisa that's being done. He will enrich Hekdesh with cash. As opposed to Haramim, where you have to give the thing itself, that Haramim is more dumb to what comes after, you know, what has come in between. Right, Erechin and Haramim, where you give the thing itself to Hekdesh. Yes?
The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Erechin says that there's a mitzvah called Esher Yasin Bibiasin by Erechin. Is it by Haramim also? Do we know?
Excuse me?
There is, for a person to keep his Erechin, when a person makes an Erech, so then he has the.
No, it's a mitzvah saying to do the Erech, right, but the.
To do the Erech, he's subject to three. Beyond just the Din Erechin, he's subject to Loyach Al-Boro, with the Afro Shalmo, called Yosef Bibiasin.
No, those are what?
Yes.
Right. No, yeah, but in the that's correct. That is correct. Because Erechin mitzad the cheftza of it is chal b'dibur, and everything that's chal b'dibur has lo yachel.
So I'm asking, is it true? So would you say the same thing by Charon also? Because I don't see the Rambam saying. I want to just give another possible suggest that maybe Erechin has two aspects to it. It has the giving the money, has the matanos, and also has the hafla aspect. Charon may not have the hafla aspect.
Well, Charon, first of all, you most definitely obligate yourself by your dibur.
So I'm wondering if there would be chalas yas and bigas there by Charon also.
I always thought there is.
Yeah, but
the halachos of Charonim are like Perek Hay or so.
What?
That's
the lashon of the pasuk yafli. Is
the any chalos that comes out of your mouth is subject to the mitzvah saseh of kachol yotri pivyase, a shvuah also, and lo yachel dvaro applies to shvuahs also. There are two general commandments to uphold whatever came out of your mouth and not defile, not violate anything that came out of your mouth. Right? And for that reason, in Sefer HaFlah, they're all together because it's functioning, looking at the at the pu'ula, as opposed to what the guy is trying to do, they're all the same pu'ula of, you know, you fell into it because it came out of your mouth.
No.
Yes? What do you say?
Yeah, that's interesting, because at the beginning, it only references
I always thought that it applies to anything that, you know, you fall into because it came out of your mouth. Everything, always.
No, but
if you show me otherwise, if you...
Can I ask you a question just now?
Right.
Broad question, personally. What's
a personal question?
Yeah, personal question.
Look, you know, I reserve the right to not answer. Right?
So I guess the question is, why do you gravitate towards the Sefer Mitzvahs? I mean, one of the questions that we've brought up is, you know, why is there even a meaning of mitzvahs? Like, what are the nachminas and stuff like that? But that is a question I would like to ask, but I guess maybe first, what's your personal... why do you personally gravitate towards Lehman and
Sigmund? Well, I mean, first of all, it's very exciting that it's, to a certain degree, uncharted waters. You know, in a sense that no one's worked on it to the extent that they worked the Yad HaChazaka. Again, there's, you know, the Pirushim around the Sefer Mitzvahs are all wonderful Pirushim. I initially came to it because of the Shorashim. Now, the Shorashim, did you guys do work through the Shorashim? The 14?
We're working it this way. We're working it through the
Mitzvah. Right. No, the Shorashim are that it is the biggest learning that there is, because it's aside the fact that it itself is very lumdish, right? But it gets into the guts of how Torah works. The later day Rishonim, the Rashbats, the Baal Shas Shuvas HaTashbats, right, says that, you know, he banged his head against the wall, you know, for years trying to understand Gemara. Like not really understand. I mean, it's before art school, you know, right? So say, right. So like, you know, really understand why. And he said he tried with some of the books written by the early Baali HaTosfos, like the Sefer HaKrisa, said the Halichos Olam, written later, that, you know, he really worked with those books, and, you know, and it got him as far as got him. But then when he learned the Shoroshim with the Asokas HaRamban, and he saw the two schools of thought of how Torah works, you know. Right. So he quotes that Tashbat said, and he also said it happened to him. And he tells that, you know, once, you know, Gemara never looks the same after you work through the Shoroshim, you know, with, you know, it is like, the machloksin over there are very fundamental machloksin and have to do with their whole picture of Torah Shebaal Peh and Klalei HaShas. Also, you know, there is no greater arsenal or, you know, of Ramban on you know, what the amount of Ramban that there is in Sefer HaMitzvah, particularly on the Shoroshim, that, you know, it is so much, you know, relative to his Chidushim on Gemara, and so much more fundamental in understanding his headspace. It is, anyone wants to get into Ramban also has to learn the Shoroshim with the Hasogas of Ramban. So I got into it that way, taking on Shoroshim, which is, it is cutting-edge learning, really cutting-edge learning, Kadmonenu, right, our earlier scholars have attested that for them, even Rishonim, it changed the way they look at Gemara. Then after that, I got into the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and I took on as a challenge trying to decode the order of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I've been working on it for over 10 years. You know, it's obviously not obvious, but it's very geschmack once you crack it open. If the Rambam's greatness, you know, what set him apart from just Stam being a big Rishon, which is not Stam something, but still, you know, he was a master of system and order. Right, so even for, let's say, the Rivash, writes in a tshuva, Ravadi Yosef, he still calls this Rivash. Ravadi Yosef was into Rabbeinu Tam. You have to keep Rabbeinu Tam tseis, and you have to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. He's mentioned a lot of his shirim publicly over that loss of love, oh, you want to go, you know, to visit Rabbeinu Tam, but after Tchias Mitzvah, they won't let you in. If you didn't keep his tseis and you didn't wear his tefillin, then they'll stop you at the door. You're not going to be able to see Rabbeinu Tam. And he used to always quote this Chivas HaRivash, that HaRivash Ayas Sfaradid. Rivash was in Spain. HaRivash Ayas Sfaradid. V'b'chol zot omer, Rabbeinu Tam Ayah Yoter Gadol Me'a Rambam. Right? You know, like, you know, the greatness of Rabbeinu Tam. Rivash says that it was a Kabbalah that was greater than the Rambam. Right? It's not even Sfaradim admit to. Right? So but nonetheless, you know, that's talking about, you know, finding a solution to a problem. The Svaras and Tosfos are sometimes very, very creative, you know, and far-reaching. You know, Svaras, let's say, in the, you know, Spanish Rishonim is a lot more conservative. Those Svaras, you know, not as inventive, not as creative. But if that's true, but no one outdid the Rambam in being systematic. Sister, you know, Gadol Mechabrim, correct, as is called by many, including the Ramchal, who was a big, the Ramchal himself admired the Rambam for that, and himself exhibited a type of genius of being able to see the whole and see the system of the whole. So as the Rambam was interested in systems, that's why Tariag Mitzvahs. There are Tariag Mitzvahs, which are they? What qualifies as a mitzvah? Shoroshim. All right, and even in Hashkafa, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, I wrote the ultimate work on the topic, right, written by yours truly, right? But it has much of a right, the book, by the book is the 14th Ikkar, right? So of the many things you have to believe, what's Ikkar? Like, you know, what gets you in the game as opposed to what's like just more wisdom about Hashkafa. Right, and also the Yad HaChazaka, you know, it is the whole, all of halacha in a systematic order. So if the Rambam was a man of systems, clearly. And everything you touch, every time, like in his Hakdama to the Mar Nevuchim, there are seven types of stiras. That's in contrary. They are in seven types, meaning, you know, of which only one out of seven is a real stira, seven types of perceived stiras. Exactly. Each one's resolved. And like he categorized. When sometimes you could resolve a stira by saying it's from Mandarim, you resolve a stira because this is talking Bechlal, this one's talking more Befrata. He was a man of systems. Right? So a Sefer HaMitzvah is not an exception. You just have to, we have to look and seek the system of how it's arranged. That's I took on the Sefer HaMitzvah's challenge. But from my Rebbe of Yaakov Weinberg, I have a tremendous affinity to the Rambam in general. But
do you feel that the Sefer HaMitzvah is more fundamental than the Yad?
It's different. It's different. But you know, you're asking an interesting. Interesting question to ask. We mentioned in our presentation yesterday, I don't know if you fellows were here, we spoke before Mincha about the Yad HaChazaka. We asked whether Rambam wanted to supplant the Talmud. Right? Did the Rambam intend to supplant the Talmud? And we said that, he intended to just replace the Talmud as you don't need it for Bekiyas anymore. You know, you can learn the Mishnah Torah, what he calls Shlish Mishnah, right? Your second, third, the third of Shlish Torah, Ram calls it Torah Baal Peh, what they call Mishnah. But you're still, for Yechi of Talmud, it's, you can't be Yotzat with Mishnah Torah. That's why it's called Mishnah Torah, not Talmud Torah, because you have to research the origins of Halacha. Yodin ba Midas Shatar Nidreshes Baem is the third. Talmud, Midas, Yavin Dami Toch Davar, create new Halacha based on old Halacha. That explains why he wrote in one tshuva to a Talmud, you know, forget about Gemara, learn my Sefer with the Rif. What do you need the Rif for? Rif for, because the Rif will tell you the origins of the Halacha. He'll give you the drushes, you know, where it was derived. And the Yad will give you the final psak. Right? I've speculated whether you could be Yotze Yochi of Talmud, also with the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because he says, Chi of Talmud. Because he points out, one of the products he gives you is the point of origin where the mitzvah is derived from. He says, and the Shem HaMitzvah, he defines the Shem HaMitzvah. Shem HaMitzvah actually is defined very well by another tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua Nagid, that Shem HaMitzvah means point of origin. He isolates the point of origin of the Torah where the mitzvah is derived from. And that's one of the products that he gives you as he goes through each mitzvah. You know, he defines Biur al-Derech Biur Hashem, and Biur Hashem is the Mikra Sheyotza Mimeno, the point of origin of this mitzvah. Right? That type of learning is called Talmud, the research of the origins of Halacha.
We've run into issues with language. You know, the Rambam was not only master of categories, but master of language as well.
Yes.
From the Yad, it's written in Lashon HaKadosh.
Right.
It's pure.
Yes.
Sefer Mitzvahs at times, not often, but at times the translation
yes.
is difficult. And,
yes.
And we run into problems with it. Did you use a particular?
I mean, I mean,
the original and learned the
language? No, I wish I could. Believe me, I wish I could. I use, I use this. There's from Chaim Heller. And, he did, in the footnotes, he taught himself Arabic, but he didn't go through the pain of retranslating from scratch. He'll use the Ibn Tibbon as a base, but in the footnotes at the bottom, he will say, you know, listen, you know, he will emend it in the footnotes. It's, so I use this. It's very helpful. It was a Bar Samcha. It was like a famous classical issue that he put to rest, like he put to bed, right? It was that the Rambam wrote in Sefer Mitzvahs, you know, Mitzvah Lahamin. We believe in God. Alhamin. In the Yad, he doesn't use the word Lahamin. Leida. Yisorai says, Sarchos, Leida, Shesham Matsurishon. You know, the Ram, it's not in his lexicon. In the Yad, the word Amunah doesn't come up. I've never seen it. When he talks about what you have to believe in, always Leida. So, drushes on this. You know, maybe, you know, for the Hamonam, Sefer Mitzvah, just the rough mitzvah without getting to halachas. You know, maybe roughly you could be Yotze with Emuna, but to really be Yotze Lemahadrin, you have to upgrade and have real knowledge. That was like all different types of pilpulim. That's what Chaim Heller says. It said in the Arabic original later. the whole thing was based on a mistranslation. It's like generation of terrorists.
Yeah, we've run into a few things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. $10.
Sure.
You don't have one, Dave? What? Oh, right, right. It was reprinted since. Okay.
What, is it made for you? Have you seen anywhere in the Rambam that was in Mashiach?
I have more in the car if someone needs it. He just bought it.
No, who wants to buy it?
Oh, so you have to
what's Machon Evan Shasir?
What? Evan Shasir? So, what I write in the Akhtam, not write on the title page, is because it's like the foundation stone of our religion.